Do you know that you are here in God's appointment? You believe that God brought you here for this fourth period to serve Him. You believe that? If you don't believe, you can go home. No, God brought us together. God brought us together. And He is with us. He is for us. Praise the Lord. Do you recognize that fact? There's an unction here tonight. God has touched your lives. And He goes with you. I don't know that it's going to be so very easy with all these children daily having to attend to them. But the Lord's with you. He's your equipment for service. Count on Him. Your morning prayer time. How important that is. Every morning, coming before God, asking God to order whatever takes place on that day. Oh God, You order the activities, and You give grace, and also when you have bunk worship, you have that. Look to God to give you something that you might feed these young lives. Praise the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? How important it is. And I'm glad that that is the order of the day. First prayer, and then activities and so on. Those times when you have bunk worship. God will help you. There's a maturing also on your part as you are endeavoring to give out to others. God will give to you. Again, I say there's an anointing in this place. And we need to recognize that and thank the Lord. Others, no doubt, have been praying for us. Much prayer has gone up for us. And we need to take hold and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, I expect that there will be a victory, a shout of triumph in the camp. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is your work. This is your camp. We are your servants, Jesus, and you have all the equipment that we will need, that there may be a fulfilling in the lives of each one of these boys. I know that you're going to be using your Bible. I don't know what the theme of your period is, but no doubt it's drawn from the Word of God. That's always effective. His Word will not return to Him void, but it will accomplish that whereunto it is sent. Oh Lord, help these who are counseling, I pray in particular, that they will accept the anointing that is present here tonight. Take it, Lord, from you. And then do the task that is assigned in the power of God's Spirit. Let there be a rapport, you know, between you and those boys. Let them see that you love them, boys. I think that's the uppermost thing. You got to love them. I remember when I was counselor here, you know, it was the last night that I had to be particularly careful, because that's when things came out. They had something underneath the pillow. So I had to pray for every one of them. I would go and then wrap my arm around them and then under the pillow. Well, that's the way some of these boys have acted and perhaps will act. But it's going to get into them. What you minister to them out of the Word of God and demonstrate that love, sincere love. They might forget what you told them, but they're not going to forget that you love them. And love them in the love of God. And understand He's brought them here. And He has a desire to work in their lives. And so that when they go from this place, they'll have something to build upon. Mm-hmm. A sure foundation. Let's see, who was it? Somebody told me that is a kindness. And his wife said they work for Teen Challenge. And I was going to ask them if they knew Michael Zello. Michael Zello came to our camp here as a boy, and he was sick. He brought medicine, whatever was given to him for him to consume. But you know, I think it was Greetly, the nurse, that spoke to him and said, "You don't need that. Jesus can touch you. He'll deliver you." You know what he did? He threw it out the window. And the Lord did deliver him. And he grew up to be a Teen Challenge leader. I don't know. What is his official name and title?
He was the director of Teen Challenge International.
Director of Teen Challenge International. We never know what's going to take place with these lives. And so with that in mind, and let's understand that God has a purpose. God has a purpose. Did He bring them here? I think we agree that that's our thought. He brought them here. Lord, You brought this person here, and You are at work in him because You are present. You're on the ground. You're with the counselor. You're for the counselor. And You will give them the wisdom and the tact. I should stand over here, I guess, to fulfill in Your purpose. What an opportunity, beloved, and we have a part to do with it. We adults, we have a part to do with it. That's why the Lord brought you here, that you might pray. Pray. Lord Jesus, get a hold of every child. Accomplish Your will and purpose in their lives. And may they go forth from this place, as I said, with a foundation, something that God can build upon. Take them on. Do you agree with me?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Let us see Thy salvation ministered to every boy. I think that we've already prayed, but we ought to pray again for these men. Thank God for them. And know that God will use them in touching these lives. Thank You, Lord.
Yes.
Thank You, Lord, for these willing workers. You only work by people who are willing. And they have offered themselves willingly, Lord, to occupy this place as counselor. And Lord, You will take them and make them Your instrument by which You have a work in these boys and will establish in them. Thank You, Lord. Amen.